The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
How's it going, y'all? Welcome back. It's crazy. You know, we're out here. Saludos a todos. What's up? You know, we're actually here with another episode of The Week's Peak, you know? It's been a minute, and there's no one to blame but me, right? So I've been heckin' busy. I remember the beginning of the year, I was, you know, talking all this talk about how we're going to have an episode every single weekend of the year. And we were doing that. We got episodes out all January, you know, with, you know, we had Chris Love Nike from Los Cut Official. We had Elegancia with our first group on. We had, who else did we have? We had, we had a bunch of people, right? And we had episodes rolling out. And I still have a couple of episodes that I haven't even released yet. But I, to be honest, I don't even know where the hell they're at. So my bad on that. If I find them though, I'm gonna release them. But yeah, I filmed like 9 episodes in December, over like 2 weeks. So, and only about like 5 of them got out. So that's on me. But you know what? We out here. We're doing big things. We're here with Gonzalo Garcia today. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all remember, this is for all the OGs, okay? Because I know we have a lot of people who have been here from the beginning. Since last April when we first launched the podcast. And our second ever episode, which is actually, I think it's the top 3 episodes we've had in terms of views, is was Amor with Gonzalo. And so I was thinking about things, you know, thinking about, you know, how can we, you know, come back on a good level, come back swinging and come back on this same momentum we were riding before my little hiatus. What better way to do that than with the man, the myth, the legend himself, for a little part 2. So that's exactly what we're gonna do today. So Gonzalo, my guy, welcome back to the show, my boy. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
So so as I told you, I'm a little rusty, okay? So, and we're gonna see how this goes, but I'm excited for today's episode. Thanks for joining me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I don't know if you wanna take a stab at things first, if you just want to start talking, because I know you have some things to say. Yes, I might, sir, just pass it over to you right now, and we'll get going.
You know, should I describe, you know, what the podcast is going to be about a little bit,
Let's get going.
All right, bet. All right, so today we're going to be talking about Amor, but on demon time, you know what I'm saying? A little bit on the edger side, giving a little bit of tips, all that good stuff. All right, so you know what? Let's get it straight into it, you know, with matching energy. Oof. See, exactly, yeah. See, if a person gives you 50-50, that's what I call matching energy. You guys are both putting in work, you know, both putting in all the effort. But see, if it's 25-75, now that's just where it's not going to work. Mm. That's where you're just going to have to, you know, talk to that person deep down and be like, you know what? I'm gonna need you to put in a little bit of effort or else, you know what? You're cut.
Okay. But nowadays we see things where it's not always so easy, my guy. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people. We got a lot of players out here. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of sports that you can play. There's a lot of sports, actually. There's sports I even heard of that I'd be seeing. Like, the, you know, you see on Instagram, they see that slapping game. You know what I'm saying?
The sport. Oh, yeah. I know what the hell is that, man?
There's all these games that you could be playing. But some of the people are just, they choose to play with hearts, bro. What's up with that, Gonzalo?
You know, some people, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, yes sir, I've done my fair share of you know, playing around, but it's all to the point where one girl starts that whole momentum. So for me, it was, I believe, seventh or eighth grade year. I was dating this one girl and I was basically being played, so you know, I was like, I'm gonna get revenge, you know, play girls back, you know, see how it feels. But getting into my senior year, that's when you start to think clearly, like, is it really worth it? Like, do I really want to just keep doing this and keep hurting people, or like settle down? Mm. So I was like, you know what? From pimp to simp.
Okay, here's the thing, right? Because I like that. Because I feel like we're at an age right now, right? We're at a point in our lives where it's like, there's no point to play no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you had, I don't know what you'd be doing playing with other people. You know what I'm saying? I'd be loyal as hell, always. You know what I'm saying?
But I call cap.
Okay. But I feel like there comes a point in your life where it's like, there's just no point no more, you know? Like, you actually want the affection, you know, that you actually need and you're actually looking for, rather than before, it's more like, okay, you know, let's put our feet in the water a little bit. Let's, you know, go from here to there. This is not really working out. Oh, whatever. It is what it is. We'll move on to the next one. But now it's like, I want that real stuff. You know what I'm saying? So what is that? Is that a maturity thing? Is this we're old? What is all that?
Oh, without a doubt, it's a maturity thing. Like, it comes to a point, like you said, in our life where we just want to settle down. Like, we want all that movie stuff, you know, like that movie romance, you know, going, taking a girl on a date in the rain, dancing, all that good stuff. That's definitely maturity. And that's the point in life where you just want to reach. That's where, like, that's the peak.
Right. That makes sense. But for everyone, it gets to different points, though, no? Because I feel like I know some people who are a little bit on the older side of things, and they still stupid as hell. Like, I'm just going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, and that pisses me off. Because I know damn well, if I was with that person, damn, I would have treated them like freaking amazing, you know?
Yeah, like, I feel you.
So, like, that's the thing that pisses me off, too, bro. Like, not everyone's on the same wavelength, but I feel like everyone should be on the same wavelength. You know, but what are your thoughts on that?
You know what it is, bro? Everybody glorifies being toxic to this point. Everybody. Rappers, everybody glorifies being toxic. And that's what people think as normal. Like, oh, this guy, you know, he likes me so much that he doesn't want me to talk to other guys. Nah, see, that's a level of toxic. And that mindset gets you nowhere. Like, it's honestly just kind of sad, you could say.
Yeah. You bring up a T word there, and that's not tranchy, but toxic, right?
You know? Toxic, yeah.
Toxic. I don't know if you still want to talk about, we didn't even really get into, like, the mind game thing yet. But
oh, we could get into the mind games,
we
bro.
I'm going to write that down, because I want to come back to the freaking toxic part, because that, I have a lot of things to say about that. But let's go back, let's backtrack a little bit. And just start things off again. Like, we're actually gonna talk about mind games this time. So go ahead and let's start us up in that direction.
All right. So mind games. There's a lot of I could be like talking about mind games, and people could use them for bad or good. It's depending how they want it, you know.
Right.
And definitely mind games come in handy when you're like with that one person that you really like. So let's say with flowers. A girl could say, oh, I like roses, and the next day be like, oh, I want sunflowers. You just switched up from day to night. So with those mind games, it'll basically set that person like, oh, like, let's see if he remembered what I said. Let's see if this, that. Basically, trying to put you on the spot to see if you remember or not. That's all it is. And the mind games just basically put you on the spot if you're important or not, you know, if you're a side piece or main piece. That's all it is.
That's tough. I seen we'll talk about it later, but hey man, I don't understand what is all these games for, man. You know, there's a lot of video games. I don't play videos that much, you know what I'm saying, but I got, you know, I got the 2K. I be running that at times. I got the FIFA, and I have a great time doing that. Do people have a good time playing around with people's feelings? Is that a thing or what?
Honestly, I can speak from experience. From the first five people that I played with their feelings, it honestly felt amazing getting revenge. It was like, wow, I'm really doing this, you know. But like I said, it comes to a point where, like, you rethink in life where it's like, damn. Like, peak of maturity, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you say it's a normal stage to go through? Or do you think, are there people out there who just, they go into things committed, ready, and that's that? Or what do you think about that?
Well, that's a rare occasion where you see actually somebody go from middle school sweethearts to like full life, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard. But there is a lot of people who just go straight into dedication and just fix their loyalty to one person. And can I cuss or not?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I fuck with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel that. I know these people from 8th grade. They got together, and they still get together to this day. It's been like 5 years, so it's crazy. So it's wild, out there, man. But it's rare, like you said.
Exactly.
But I feel like if you're one of those lucky people who finds yourself in that situation, bro. Sheesh, I would do anything to just put myself in that situation, you know?
Honestly,
That
man,
would be
at this
crazy,
point.
you know? But, man, because, I mean, you look around and there's a lot of, what do you want to call it? I don't want to say like predator prey. I think people might take that the wrong way. But there's just a lot of, maybe I shouldn't even say that out loud. But there's a lot of like, there's a lot of food out there, and I'm a hungry guy. You know what I'm saying? But even if there's a lot, I feel like the content sometimes is a little more difficult. You know what I'm saying? Because you be looking, first sight. You go to a store, you find something by your first sight, and boom, like you say, all right, well, I'm gonna get this. I'm not really gonna look into it. I'm just gonna grab it and I'm gonna go. Then when you get home, you open it up and say, damn, this is the wrong. I didn't even need this. Other day I was at Walmart, and I was trying to buy the little adapter for the charger with the headphone thing, and I thought I got the right one, and I went home, and then I tried to use it, and it didn't fit on my phone, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here, And then I read the box, it said for iPad only, and my dumb, because I didn't read it, I didn't look into it, you know what I'm saying? I saw what I wanted, and I got it. But sometimes too, what we want is not what we need, you know what I'm saying? And
Exactly.
it's tough to distinguish what we actually want, what we actually need, because a lot of times all we see is the outside, So how do we get to that point where you're looking at content, you're looking at the personnel, you're looking at all those types of things, and not focusing your sight on only one aspect, to hopefully, avoid yourself the situation of getting into something that you don't want to get to. Like, how do you do that?
So you got to be more like me, son. So what I did, let's put it in the same analogy you did. So I was working on my sink, right? Plumbing and all that. I took my tools and I went straight into Home Depot, right? So I took out my ruler, measuring everything, and I made sure that part fit exactly where it needed to be. So it's all about just searching for the right aspects.
Okay.
So let's say I'm funny. See, I would
Right,
obviously want a girl that's funny, right? So I would find one that's funny. I'm serious, but I want a girl that's funny. Still, see, you see the thing, the resemblance? Funny. So you need to just find a girl that suits you.
But sometimes people get impatient. How do you get past that? I mean, you get in one situation. Even when you're with someone, right? You already got the dirty work done. You're already on a level where y'all are close as hell. Y'all are going out. Y'all are doing all this. But then there comes a point where it's like, maybe this is not the one, Like maybe this is a little bit more on the toxic side. Like I don't want that, But you stay in that relationship just 'cause you're already in it. Like it's easier to just be in there and just go through whatever. I feel like a lot of times we get in that situation too, I feel like I think like patience is something that needs to be worked on, no? Because I feel like a lot of times we just want to go in, And I had my moments, I go in, I don't want to take the time to pull the ruler out and actually measure it, see if it's good for what I need it for. So how do you get in that mindset, right? Like how do you put yourself in that mindset and train your mind to be like, you know what? Take the time you need to get where you want to get, not where you want to be right now. Like how do you think, what do you think about that?
Honestly, it's just about being truthful to yourself, and just honestly, if she's not the one, don't let her be the one in your mind. Like, if she's not the one, don't be like, wow, I need to be with this person just because, I gifted her this. I need to be with this person because she met my parents. Nah, honestly, like we said, there's honestly so many fish in the sea, and there's a lot of bait. So, just that fish go and try to reel in another one.
Okay. You're on a boat. You're fishing. Try to catch that bass. Okay. But you run out of fishing line. What do you do?
Sometimes you just gotta fish with your hand, my guy. It's gonna be difficult, but like you said, you gotta be patient.
Okay, but hear me out. Hear me out. What if you can just avoid all the difficulty? You know what I'm saying? What if you could just go to the store and buy the fish? You don't gotta catch it yourself. What about that?
See, that's the lazy method, my guy. That's basically just corrupting your feelings and just overwhelming yourself with how easy it is. There can be a lot of easy fish, you know, bought at the store. But buying at the store is a lazy way. That's what gets, you know, relationships to get nowhere. That just causes an empty feeling within you. So you just, it, when fishing, you feel that satisfaction of, oh yeah, I caught this myself. Mm-hmm. I did it myself. Buying it at the store and lying to people saying, yeah, I caught this, I did everything, just leaves an empty hole within you.
Mm. That's deep. That's deep.
Yes, sir.
But what if sometimes that's the only route, though? Then what do you do? Like, what if you don't have the resources in order to catch that fish by yourself? Is that possible to be in that situation? Or is it, it's really based on choice. You either do it the lazy way or do it the hard way and do it the right way. Like, what do you think?
You know, just like everything in life, there's two choices. You can either learn or be lazy. So, you know, if you choose the lazy way, it's honestly the easy way out. If you choose the hard way, then satisfaction will be there and everything else will be there as well.
Mm. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in today's day, there are more lazy people than people who are willing to go out there and put in work. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. No, you're not wrong. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? What do you think it is about this time period, about us? Like, why are people like that, bro?
Well, because there's always this one part of people where it's like, oh, you know, I'm attractive, so I'll let people come to me. That's not how it's always going to be. A pretty face doesn't solve anything. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. No.
I mean,
am I wrong though?
Sometimes you gotta use bait, you know. And sometimes that's what sparks things, you know?
Exactly. But what if that bait brings in a shark?
It very well could bring in a shark. But sometimes life is about taking risks, though, you know. If you flip
there's
a coin,
always that leap of faith. But are you gonna swim with the shark with no cage?
In order to get to the good, you gotta go through the bad, though, you know. Let it happen. You know.
You know what? I'll let you win this one. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, see that? Because here, I mean, you think about the culture today, today's culture, right? Things are always based on looks, okay? Hear me out. I don't know if I don't want to get canceled saying anything.
You know? What? Just speak on it, my guy.
I don't want to speak on it because I know I'm going to get canceled. That's about race. Anyways,
whoa!
I was gonna say because maybe it's not. I don't know, but that doesn't even make sense. I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave that out. But I think a lot of culture is based on looks and attraction nowadays. You know, and I think a lot of people are getting fed the wrong food. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people are not getting taught because there are people out there, guardians, parents, whatever, who are teaching people to do what's right, you know, and to actually look for what you actually need. And I feel like that's a big distinction. But I feel like nowadays people are told to look at things that really just don't matter. And it kind of triggers me a little bit, you know, like, what do you think about all that? Like, what do you think people are, the main thing that people are being taught to look for? Because it ain't the right stuff. It ain't, you know, what's inside. It's not in what's the corazon, you know. It's things that are quite opposite, actually. So what do you
think? All the materialistic stuff, right?
Right.
You know, growing up, my parents always said, be the one, you know, to bring in the dough. Just work hard, basically, and that's what'll get you girls.
Yeah.
But not this generation. What they really want is just to already have money. They just want to sit it, not earn it. So all it basically is just people trying to find other rich people. That's all it is, just money. All that materialistic stuff.
I feel like, how did we dig ourselves into this place where that's the actual thing that goes through someone's mind? Like, how does that work?
Honestly, just that one. Yeah, this one, it's more like of what people see. So let's say Kylie Jenner, how she flexes her cars and vacations. People want that. People want that kind of lifestyle. So it's like, people are going to be like, you know what? I aspire to be like her, but not don't want to put in the work. I mean, she didn't put in work to get where she was at right now either. All she did was just get famous off her sister.
I mean, you ain't wrong. But that's the, because I'm thinking about it right now, man. It's like, that's a sad thing. That's a sad thing. Because it's like you, like, I was taught, right? When you're with a girl, respect her the most you can. Do even the little things, you know? And it's like, even, you know, to this day, you know, if there's a, I'll open the door for a girl, or I'll do something simple. If I'm walking with a group of people and I see the girls on the outside next to the road, like, I'll cave in or cave out. Make sure, you know, they're not outside. Like, small stuff like that. I feel like a lot of people are missing. Because I feel like that's sort of in the same category of people getting taught to do what's, like, morally right, or what's culturally, I don't know, acceptable. I don't know how to describe it. But then, so a lot of people are getting taught that. But then, you have this generation nowadays that's coming in there and saying, nah, like, that don't matter, you know? Like, that stuff is unnecessary, like, they can do that kind of stuff themselves, and you're gonna be taught, yeah, it's just all this BS, and I don't understand it. I really don't, you know. I'm still gonna do my thing,
and exactly, yeah.
And if a girl ever tells me, like, chill, like, I'm an independent person, like, I can do my thing, then I swear to God, bro, I'm a freaking, I can't even say what I'm gonna do on the freaking on the recording, bro. But I don't know. I just think that in today's day, I think we're a little soft, and I think
yeah, without a doubt,
I think we're leaning too hard on a certain way that we probably shouldn't be leaning. I don't know, but what are your thoughts on just, like, where we're at as a culture nowadays with this, man?
It's honestly going horrible, my guy. Like, it's to the point where, like you said, yeah, opening doors, they make it a big deal, like, what? And then they say chivalry's dead. Well, how do you want chivalry to be alive if you just want to do everything yourself? Like, I get it. Women being independent, I fuck with that hard. But, like, still, a guy wants to show his emotions, love, everything by opening a door, by doing this. And you just want to be like, oh, I can do it myself? Well, do it yourself then. Like, what?
Exactly. And that's like, man, they're freaking, like, they get mad when people treat them nice. Not everyone. I'm not trying to come at all, you know, girls at a level like that. But some people, like, they get pissed off. People are doing too much for them. But then when they're getting treated toxic and all that, then it's like, it's not the same no more. And I just wish we were all on the same wavelength with this, bro. I feel like if someone who didn't know what was going on in today's world, like, from 50 years ago, they were to come right now and see what's going on, they think we're all crazy, man. They think we're not human. Because it's the simple traditional things that are getting turned into, like, threats in a way. Or, like, negative things. I don't understand it, Gonzalo Garcia. I really don't. I try to understand it. I don't think I'm ever going to understand it. But I want to move on, because this is exactly how you get canceled in today's day.
Exactly, yes, sir.
So I'm going to let you drive it wherever else you want to go. No. I want to talk about being toxic.
I love that topic.
Okay, hear me out, bro. You want to get started on this?
I mean, if you'd like.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead and get started on this one.
Honestly, being toxic, it's not even worth it. It's to the point where it's like, it's basically saying, oh, yeah, mistreat me. Like, what? Like, see, if me, I would do anything, you know, open doors, picnic dates, but nah, girls, they want to go to the club, get drunk, all that. Find a guy that's not even loyal and still be loyal to him. Like, that's toxic. That's to the point where it's like, girls are glorifying that at this point.
Yeah.
And that's it's kind of sad.
I feel you. I'm not a fan of anything that has to do with toxic, man. I just, see, there was a point, not too long ago, actually, there was a point where that's what I wanted, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, how do I don't know how I want to say this, without being like too out there. But
nah, be out there, my guy.
Here's the thing, right? It's like I was in a Kingston one time. I think this is last year. And I was at the mall. Yeah. And you know, there was a lid there. I'm a big hat wearer, you know, hat enthusiast, one might say. And I copped a new hat, you know, well, might as well, you know. I had some extra money in there. But then I said, you know what? I saw the little stitching thing, and I'm like, okay, let me just get a stitching. Maybe I put Tranji on it. Maybe I put, you know, something like that. No, my dumb ass put Busco Toxica. And and I was thinking about it at that time. I mean, that's all I was engaging in, was just toxic places, you know. And I was thinking about it, you know, realistically. Why would I put that on there if that's not what I want? You know, like a lot of people, I was talking to someone the other day too, and they were saying how they want a toxic person, like genuinely want a toxic person. And I looked at that person, I said, are you sure? You know, like let's think about things real quick, and let's analyze what that actually means. You know, I feel like I don't know where I'm going with this.
I know where you're going with it. Here, let me stop you for a little bit, my guy, because this is going back to the fishing analogy, bro. That's going into the pet store and buying your fish. Mm. It's basically getting you nowhere with a toxic relationship. That's the whole shark analogy all over again. Same with the pet shop. See, that's going the easy route. There's no satisfaction on getting a toxic girl and just feeling that empty hole. See, you would rather go into the pet shop rather than fish. That's the easy option out.
You know what? I think you convinced me. I think earlier, I was thinking sometimes that's the only way to go, right? But now I feel like you just turned around where it's like I can't disagree no more. You know, I feel like, damn, you right. No, you right.
Yeah, I told you I was gonna let you win, but not winning now.
No, that's cat. I still win. But I mean, well, I don't know what I want to say about this, because like I said, I want to make sure, you know, I'm nice to the toxic people out there, you know. Shout out to all the toxicas out there, you know.
No, I'm not being nice to any toxics.
You're not being nice to anyone.
No, I'm not being nice to anyone. Oh, my God. No one's safe with me.
Go ahead, then. Let's see.
All right, you know what? Let me talk.
We're starting now.
See, nobody wants to go through the three stages of talking no more. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to go through those. They don't want to go through the getting to know each other, the talking stage, and the dating stage. See, people who are toxic, they want to skip the getting to know each other stage and just go straight into talking without even knowing anything about the other person. And that's not good. That leads to broken relationships. That leads to girls getting mad over a guy bringing them the wrong flowers and claiming it's the other girl. See, that's the thing that I don't like. I want to go through the three stages. I want to go through how it used to be. Picnic dates, flowers, everything, all of that good stuff. See, like, I was talking to a girl the other day, and I was like, what are your favorite flowers? And this is, we're not talking nothing. We're nothing. We're just friends. And then she goes, I like roses, but what's the point of getting roses if he's just going to bring it one time and that's all? That's the mindset. If he gets you flowers one time, what's he think he's gonna be like? Oh wow, you know, it's just gonna be this one time, and it's in the bag. Nah, see, with me, I'm bringing you flowers daily. Not daily, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they're kind of expensive, but you know, weekly. Yeah, to still show, you know, that I got that routine.
Oh my God, see, this is the issue, man. We put ourselves in this freaking hole, man. I don't like this no more, man. Like, I agree with you, bro. I want to do all those things, bro. I want to do all of them. But then, apparently, at some point when I was asleep, everything just changes, bro. And all of a sudden, people just have this mindset, it's only going to be a one-time thing. So why does it matter, you know? And it loses all of its value when it has all the freaking value in the world, man.
Exactly.
Like, I don't get it, man. I'm confused, Gonzalo Garcia. I'm confused, man. I don't understand what we want no more, you know? Or not what we, what they want, you know? Because I want to do all these things, you know? Like, if I'm with someone, bro, I'm going to treat them like a freaking queen, bro.
Exactly. Know?
And it's like, that's not, apparently that's not the move no more. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, bro. Like, I just don't get it.
But see, you got to find somebody who, that's this one. This one is going to be like, wow. But you know what? I don't care. You got to find a girl with morals, bro. You got to find a girl who is like, who's willing to basically battle it with you. So like right now, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, your boy is pulling some moves right now. So, yeah, you know, I swear I wasn't going to talk about it, but you know, it is what it is. I told her, I was like, straight up, like, tell me what you want. And she told me what she wanted. You know, that's the first thing, communication, all that good stuff. So she told me, she was like, I want to get to know you. I want to actually do things right, you know, all that. And I was like, you know what? I'm willing to do the same. There's no rush. There's nothing. So right now, I'm guessing you could say we're doing things correctly. So you just got to wait for the right one, you know, that bait and tackle type stuff.
I ain't trying to be waiting for years, though. Where the hell am I going to find that?
That's why you got to put yourself out there.
I've been through one, two, three, four. I can count all the way up to 20 if we wanted to. It ain't
bro,
here,
like, man. Sean says, bro, last night took an L, but tonight I bounced back, bro. See, you could take L after L, bro. But what matters is you stand up. You get back up. You know?
I only got 7 nights in a week, my guy. There's not enough nights there. Explain.
Bro, there's enough nights. There's enough days, bro. Like, it's all about nut up or shut up, my guy. Like, it's all about...
Okay.
It's believe it or not, that's what it is. There's a lot of guys. So let's say with dancing, you go to a baile and you stand on the wall like just pushing back. What, you expect somebody to go up to you and be like, let's dance? No. Obviously, you got to initiate the first move. You got to be like, let's go dance. What's the worst they're going to say? No. You're never going to see that person ever again. So, boom. You got to make the first move. Nut up or shut up.
That's facts. I feel it. That was just one time, bro. there was this one time. I don't know. There was this one time. It was at a dance, okay? I think it was sophomore year. And I was there chilling, you know what I'm saying? And the first hour or so was being gone by. And this person come up to me, right? And I was chilling at this point. I'm a pretty tired guy, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long day. You know, I'll be throwing out all the pickup lines in my head. You know, it's already a long night. We're only an hour in, you know. So I'm chilling there. You know, I'm taking a little breather. And someone comes up to me. I'm like, who the hell? That's a nice yell in the back. But, yeah, they come up to me. And they're like, hey, you want to dance? I thought it was one of my homies or whatever. One of my friends, someone I knew. Nah, this was someone completely I'd never seen before. And... yeah, so we danced a little bit. You know, that's great. I went to the bathroom. Life is going good. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'm never going to see her again. That's, you know, it's a fun 15 minutes. That's cool. Freaking 1 hour later, we find each other again, you know? And I'm like, yo, that's pretty crazy. So you already know I had to move in quick. I get the Insta. Life is going good. We ended up having a freaking, over a year. Where we had this strong ass relationship, bro, and this strong ass connection with each other. And if had that not happened, we would have gone and did the work. That would never happen. Now we can fast forward to 2021 March. Actually, it didn't work out, but you know, we got somewhere, you know. And I feel like a lot of times, people forget about just going out there and just having a conversation, because that even the conversations is simple can lead to something so much greater. What do you think about that?
Nah, see, that's exactly how it goes, my guy. You gotta just put yourself out there, put yourself in a vulnerable state where it's like, wow, this guy really, you know, I really get this guy. So it's like they see you're basically transparent. They see if you're a, you know, a match or not. And if you're not, well, oh, well, move on to the next girl. If you are, then boom. Mm-hmm. But you got to establish that communication where it's like, what are we? What do you want? And like, just make sure, you know, everything's good, you know?
That's deep. I want to go back, though, about these three stages, okay? First stage was, you said, getting to know each other, right?
Yes, sir.
Second stage, the talking stage.
Yes, sir.
Third stage, what was the third one?
Third one was dating.
Dating, okay. All right, hear me out. I don't believe in the talking stage.
That's, see, oh my.
Is it necessary?
I wouldn't call it necessary because the talking stage is basically the getting to know each other stage.
Okay.
But the talking stage is a little bit more official, you know? That's where you are, like, you're like, oh, what are we? And you're like, oh, we're talking. So that means that's exclusive on the spot.
Okay.
That means you got to drop everybody else you're talking to and boom, put all your, you know, all your trust, everything in that person. If that person lets you down, well, oh, well, just bounce back.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in the talking stage. Here we are, bro. Why would I put myself in that situation where more things can go wrong? If you jump from 1 to 3 in one bridge, that's it, no? It can work like that.
I mean, it's a leap of faith, but you know, there's always that talking stage, just the reassurance.
You could do it safely, though. You could do it safely. Too much stuff happens during the talking stage. I feel like we can omit that.
You know, oh, without a doubt.
Okay, there we go. Great, we can agree.
But see, the talking stage is just that agreement, like, oh, you drop everybody you had, and I'll drop everybody I had, and we'll just keep it between us.
That agreement can come right before the dating stage, though. You already got to know each other, you know? We could probably debate for hours how long that should last, but you go through that period where you're talking, you know, well, not talking, you get to know each other. I know, here's the
even
thing.
Even you called it talking right now.
Hold on. I say getting to know each other and talking should be in both the same thing. Maybe that's what I think. I don't think there should be one thing devoted to getting to know each other. I think that's not maybe. I don't know. What do we think?
People need that reassurance, you know? That's why the talking stage is there. That reassurance that, like, you're actually going to be with me and not, like, all that stuff. It could happen, though. Like, jump in 1 to 3, like you said, but you're going to need a very long head start. You're going to need that leap of faith.
Okay. Let's say we go to your thing. We're in the talking stage. How committed would you be? Do you think you need to be in that stage?
Oh, without a doubt, 75%.
75%?
Yeah.
Okay. Getting to know the other person stage. How much percent?
The getting to know each other stage. That's the 25%.
25%?
Yeah, 25%. Because there's always that 75% of, oh, what if I don't like this person? What if that? You know what I'm saying?
How deep are you going in the first stage?
Oh, in the first stage, not that deep. Oh, you know what? Yeah, deep. You know, talking about...
That's what I'm saying. If you're going deep in that first stage, why should you transition to something even more deep when you can just do it all in one thing?
Because that talking stage is basically meeting the parents, you could say.
That's in the talking stage.
Oh, no, no, it's not.
What are you talking about, bro?
No, it's not.
What are you talking about? You said no?
No.
You said the talking stage is meeting the parents.
Meeting the parents.
In the talking stage.
In the first stage, you don't meet family.
No.
You never meet family.
You're saying you meet the parents in the talking stage.
In the talking stage, getting to know the parents, yeah.
In the second stage of your little three-part series.
Yes, on my three-part series, the talking stage. You don't meet the parents nor no family in the getting to know each other stage.
You meet it in number 3.
No, you don't. Oh, you could in number 3. That's where you start getting comfortable with her and the family.
Talking stage is when you first meet the parents and you're already in deep connection with her. No. So this is
hold on.
Hold on. Stage three needs to be the parents. That's what I think. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
Sure. I'll be comfortable. No, here. God damn it. I think I messed things up. Hold on. That's what I'm saying. In one, all that needs to be done. I say there's two parts to one, A and B.
I disagree very.
You don't need the talking hard. Stage. You don't need the talking stage,
bro. Think about it like this: the talking stage is basically going out with her, taking her out to dates and things. Mm-hmm. The first stage is texting through the phone, calling, all that good stuff. You know where I'm going?
And then part two of the first
and
stage.
Part two is taking her out, meeting the parents at the door, and just saying goodbye. You know, it's just a hi-bye relationship. And then in the dating stage, that's when you get to know them.
So you said part two of stage one. That could be part two right there.
Oh my God.
Think about it. If you divide it up into two parts, the getting to know them stage is more like 40-45% of the first stage. The rest of it, 55%, in your mind is the talking stage. I don't believe in that. But I think that's what should happen in the first stage still. I think there's only two steps to this.
But I feel like that's kind of what rushes things, my guy. That's kind of like what goes, you know what? Like, you don't dig deep enough into the surface, you know?
Okay, how long in your world, from stage one and two, how long is that combined?
Oh, for sure, combined, I'd say maybe 5 months.
Same thing here. I say 3-4 months.
Okay, beautiful there. Yeah.
It's the same thing. If you combine the two, it's going to be I'm not saying to do everything in 2 weeks. Nah. I'm saying take some time, you know? Meet the parents maybe 2-3 months. Not close. Just talk to them. Say what's up. This and that. You know, at that point, you're knocking on the door. You know, at that point, you're already starting to get a vibe with them. Once you get the little parts out, then once you get to stage three, boom, there you go. You're already close. It's done. You don't got to go through all that stuff again. You can do it all in one stroke in stage one.
No. You can't. That's basically just, see, the way I was taught from my like parents was there's three stages, and in those three stages you always want not only please her but also please the parents.
Yeah.
So there's that first stage, getting to no. What do you look? The first stage is always getting to know her, because when you meet her parents, they're always gonna want to know. So what do you know about her, and like what it is that you like. So you gotta already have that in mind while in the talking stage.
That's the same thing. If you could combine it though, it's the same time period.
I mean, it could. Oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. It could be the same time period.
That's what I'm saying. Because you're not, like I said, you're not rushing things at this point. Like if already, like yeah, because you're still gonna go through the same timeline. It's just in a different format.
You know? Yeah, I'll give you this one. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There you go. I'm a smart man. Why am I single? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna put you on with somebody, Chauncey. Best for you.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I got my Tuxie ready. You know what I'm saying?
There we go with the Tuxie again. Yeah. What'd I tell you? Yeah. Nobody's safe with me right now.
Anyways. I think we can come to consensus here, because we're already 46 minutes in here, and we just agreed on like the second thing here. I think. I hope we agreed. I don't know.
We agreed.
So there's only one step that's done. 2 weeks, we're good. Okay. So next thing I want to do here. Okay. I want to pause things up real quick. Okay. I'm going to keep it above with you. I had some recorded times from the last episode that I was going to play, and I wanted you to react to them.
Okay.
However, I lost the times. So, I think we just got to continue with the discussion, and I think we're going to have a part 3 of that. I don't know. That's What do you think about that? You think we do that in part three?
It's like we should do that in part three, yeah, because, you know, times are going to change on part three.
Exactly. And we still got a lot of stuff to talk about here. We're already 47 minutes in. So I think we just continue. We do that next time. My bad, y'all. You know, my bad.
Discussion continues next, part three.
I like that. But hear me out, right? Because here's the thing, okay? There was something else I was going to talk about. And it was important. I don't remember what it is, though. But hold on, bro. Well, 47 minutes? How long is this supposed to be? Did I say?
No, you didn't say.
Okay. I'm going to keep talking then. Hear me out. Okay. I was going to say something, man. What was I going to say? Okay. Say something. Go ahead. Go start something up, man. I don't want to know what before you talk. Go ahead. Get your notes out, man. He's going through all the pages. Oh, God.
Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about what demon mode is. You know, I feel like we didn't really cover what that was, you know?
Facts.
So, coming from a person who has had, you know, a record, you could say, it really changes your aspect of, like, what you want to find in a girl and just basically how you do it. So, you know, there's always that point where it's like you're talking to a girl. And when you talk to that girl, you have to ask all the right questions. You know what I'm saying? There's no such thing as a wrong question when talking to a girl. But there's like those questions that you just want to know. So like, talk about her past with like other guys, how that happened, what they did to like basically break up with her, you could say, or even to the point where it's like, gave you that leverage of like, oh, you know, I'll never do that to you, this, that, you know, that's you know, that reassurance. But also make sure there's no competition, because if there's competition and you like, you're basically fighting for that girl, just drop her at this point. Because like, if you're fighting for somebody and there's more than one guy or even another guy, just drop her. Trust me, it's not worth it.
Is that right?
It's yeah, trust me.
Okay, hold on though. So you're saying you're putting yourself down then if you're not that good enough.
No, it's not. You're basically putting yourself up to that point where it's like, if I don't have your full attention and somebody else is having your attention as well, what's the point of me putting in work, you know?
Is she the one looking at the other competition or the other competition looking at her?
No, the other her is well looking at the other competition, oh, you know, basically okay. Giving them wings and stuff. Okay. So if that's happening, you know, just drop her.
I agree. Yeah, that's tough. Why there always gotta be another guy, bro?
It's funny, bro. I don't know, bro.
Right, like, right when you got the foundation set, and then all of a sudden there's a freaking there's a rock under there, man. Coming exactly. Out of nowhere. What the hell they come from, bro? What the hell?
I don't know, man.
I don't get it. We don't. But at the same time, though, you look at someone like Ralph Tronchi, I mean, don't really matter because they are the competition. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fact, no?
Yeah, my boy Tronchi, you know, number one out here.
Hear me out, bro. Y'all like to play pool? You like to play pool? Because hear me out, bro. I always ask to break. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like pool. You know, when you break, first thing, break all the balls around, you know. I always ask to break, you know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it comes to a girl's heart, you know, that's never the case.
Yeah, bro, like.
Okay, no, that's fine. Don't. That's fine. No, that's fine. Give me. Okay, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Wait, what?
I see how it is. Don't react to my thing.
You know, that was good, Tronchi. I like
no,
that. You
no,
know,
it's fine. No, it's fine. No, that's completely fine, bro. That's completely fine. Thank you, Zala. You know, if you were time, you'd be an eternity.
Bro, at this point, we just gotta be spitting pickup lines.
Stop playing with me, bro. I'll smack you any day of the week, bro. Come on.
Bro, truly have bars. You know what? I don't know if I should be talking about this one, but you know what? Like we said, Demon Time.
Talk about it.
Recently, I was, not recently, I feel like maybe 2-3 weeks, something like that, when I wasn't talking to this girl, I was, and I have screenshots to prove, you know, everything I speak is facts. I was talking to this one girl, and like I said, nut up or shut up. So I basically walked up to her, and I was like, oh, you know, I have a lot of water. And I was like, do you like water? It's one of the dumbest pickup lines you've ever heard. And then she goes, yeah, I like water. What about you? And I was like, yeah, I love water. As a matter of fact, not a brag or anything, but I have a lot of water at home. You know, you could slide me your number, and like, it's good. And guess what Solo did? He got the number. It's all about confidence, bro. All about it.
Oh, that's a good point. That's what I was going to talk about. Confidence. That's important. Yes, sir. People don't have confidence no more, man. They're too scared to do stuff, man.
Exactly.
Like, how do you, yeah, talk about confidence, bro. That's I like that, man. How about confidence?
Yeah, because, you know, confidence is key with anything, bro. Let's say you go up to a job interview, and you lack that confidence. You just look all shy, everything.
Yeah.
You're not going to look like a reliable source. You're not going to look like somebody who wants to be a part of that company. So you just got to, like, you know, stand up straight, do all that regular stuff, and make sure the confidence is there. Not to be too ballsy, nor, like, lack, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I feel like that's always something I've always been taught to work on, is confidence, you know? Because, I mean, I remember this one time. I was at this event at my church one time, and I was told to do something, whatever, in a ceremony thing. And I went through it. Everything was cool. It was like an hour-long thing, and I had to do some stuff in it. And then a bunch of people came up to me after, and like, hey, like, Ralph, like, really nice job. Like, you looked really good up there. You know, you were doing that good stuff, like, your movement. You were confident doing everything you were doing. And in my mind, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I deadass didn't know anything I was doing. I literally did everything wrong. I didn't know what I was doing. But I looked confident doing it, and people just, they don't even realize that you're doing everything wrong. Confidence is that, I feel like, is a, not a bridge, not a shield, but like an extra boost that is necessary, but depending on the person, it can put you on a different height of pedestal, depending on how you use confidence, you know. I think it's important. I think that's the most important thing. Most important thing.
Yep.
But confidence.
Oh, for sure.
Here's my hierarchy, right? Confidence is right there. Honesty, number two. Loyalty, number three.
Mm-hmm.
And number four. Nah. Confidence, loyalty, and honesty. And commitment.
I feel like loyalty should be number two, and then honesty number three.
Oh, did I say in order? I just said, my bad. Just in general. I said it's my four.
Oh, it's good. Four. Yeah.
That's my four. I think, well, you said honesty, loyalty, what? Number two?
Loyalty should be number two, yeah. Because, you know, you could be honest to somebody, but not be loyal, you know?
Hmm.
You could be working for the competition and still be loyal to that person. But see, you could be honest. And then, like, you know, I mean, you could be loyal, but dishonest. So it's you know, you just got to watch out for who you got close to.
I got to get something out. I got to get something out, bro.
What do you got to get out, my guy?
Some people are flaming for this. Some people know this. Most people don't. Okay. Maybe I should say. Maybe I might edit this part out.
Wait, dude. What is it?
I don't know. Hear me out. How do you feel about a roster?
About a roster?
How do you feel about a roster, man? For what's your first impression when you hear about a roster? Like, what do you think?
A roster.
Yeah. Because I have a definition of my roster, but I don't know what kind of rosters you'll be looking at, so.
All right, rosters as in, like, like rankings, right?
Some might say.
Well, yeah, my rosters are like, you know, well, yeah, you could say ranks, you know, okay. About, like, people and stuff, you know?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Would you say it's a good thing or a bad thing to have a roster?
I feel like it's a good thing to have a roster.
It's a good thing, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Hear me out.
Well, depending what that roster is about.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what my roster is about.
Let me hear you.
There's a couple of people who don't like my roster idea system. I call it the Tronchi roster system because I think it's a good thing to have in the back pocket. Some people say it's, you know, not being loyal. I say, what the hell, man? Why not, you know?
Yeah.
Hear me out. 6 to 7-person roster. Okay. Number one, that's your starter. Okay. 2 through 6 are your reserves. 7, if necessary, is like a water boy in a way. Like they don't play, but they're there. If they need to suit up, they will. Okay. Your starter, that's who you're loyal to. Okay. That's who you need to put all your attention towards. 2 through 6 are just there, if necessary, as backup.
And then 7 is like backup. Okay, I kind of like where this is going.
But hear me out, right? This is why people give me flame for it. Because they think when I'm talking to the starter, I'm also talking to 2 through 6. That's not true.
That's okay? That, yeah.
I'm not like that. I'm a real one. At least I think. So, you have the starter. Obviously, that's... But hear me out. You never know what's going to happen. You know, in life, you need insurance. You know what I'm saying? God forbid you fall off of a bridge, you break your boat, you break your back. You need insurance, or else you're going to be paying a lot of money. If you're with someone, bro, and you have a roster, say something goes wrong. Not saying anything would go wrong, but if something goes wrong, you already got 2 through 6 right there to select. What do you think about that?
Okay, Troncy, I'm going to keep it a stack 20. This goes back to my demon days, all right? That's honestly all I had, bro. I had my roster with me, but it wasn't more of like a 1 through 8, you know. I feel like it was more of a football team.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a football roster, you know what I'm saying? You had your starter, you had your linebacker, you had everything. And like you said, people gave me backlash for that, but you know, at that point, I feel like I was the smartest, you know, doing all that.
Hold on. You're making it sound like a bad thing. I'm not doing nothing bad.
No. It's not a... Oh, no, but this is like on my part.
You're just stupid. That's what you are.
No.
That's called being dumb in the game. That's what that's called. I don't know what roster. That's a whole different roster.
It's not because you have more than one star player.
No.
You have one star player. You have a... Oh my, that's saying LeBron and Curry.
No.
You have both of them playing for the same team. No. You got to give them equal attention. You got to do all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Back to the demon days.
So you're saying you're talking to two people at the same time.
Oh, without doubt. Yeah. Back then, I would do
that.
That's
the demon days. That's the demon days.
Those were the demon days. You know,
hey,
right
you're
now.
You're still in the demon
you know,
days.
No. Right now, it's only one person, but like with demon mentality, you could say.
So right now you're talking to one person, but ain't nothing going to stop you tomorrow from talking to 3 other people.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Trotsky, bro, you're putting me in a bad predicament, bro. What if she hears this?
You put yourself in the bad predicament, man. You said, hey, man.
No, I said back then. I didn't say right now. Right now, it's like one person. But like, let's say.
But hear me out. If you have a football team, you can't just leave rosters unopened. You got to keep them filled up no matter what. Gonzalo Garcia.
Yeah, see, right now, it's more like a golf tournament, homie. I only got one.
So, golf tournament, you got the golfer, you got the guy carrying the basket, your bag, you got the person driving the cart. So, you're talking,
the other two are just basically there just for carry-ons, you know what I'm saying?
So, they're there to have fun. You're committed to the one, but you're having fun with the other two. Okay.
No, Troncy, bro. It's not even like that, my guy.
You did this to yourself, my guy.
Playing her.
You did this to yourself, my guy. No, I'm sorry. If you're listening, I'm sorry. Hit me up,
it's
though.
It's not true. Oh, Troncy. Whoa.
Hey, man.
Hey, I hope all your exes hear this, Troncy.
Oh, they gonna hear it. You know why? I live rent-free in their heads, bro. Because they missed out hella, bro. They
I don't know if I live rent-free in their heads, bro.
You live rent-free in a lot of heads. I don't know what kind of heads. Because a lot of people, you know. Never mind, never mind, never mind.
Oh, keep you know talking. What? We can speak about that topic right now.
Let's do it.
There's all right. So on Instagram, you know how I follow majority girls? Hmm. Not saying it's a good thing or anything, but there's a lot of girls getting into relationships right now. You feel me?
Hmm. I've seen that.
And so right now I'm seeing that my follower base is kind of dropping a little. I went from 450 to like 457, and it keeps going up and down again, like straight up. And I keep getting the notification, this person followed you. But the thing is, that person followed me a while ago. So it's kind of like, you know, I feel like the boyfriend is like, oh, I'm following him, like, you know, doing all that extra stuff, you know. And that's insecure. That's not okay.
Here's the thing, man. I think a lot of guys are too caught up in, I don't even know what to call it, but I feel like they do too much. They lose the sense of trust in a relationship. And I feel like if you need to go out of your way to make sure she, or anyway, either the guy or the girl, if you need to go out of your way to unfollow people or to make the other person stop talking to people or whatever, I feel like, not always, but I feel like a lot of times, in my opinion, that ain't it. You know?
Exactly.
I
feel like
if you have that much trust issues with that person, then I mean, like, what's the point? You know, freedom is still a thing, you know? So, and you gotta have trust that, you know, if you're gonna talk with other people, that, you know, you have trust that they're not gonna do nothing. They're just gonna talk as friends, you know? So, I don't know. But that's hard, too. That's hard, too.
But like I said, you know, going back to that fish analogy, it all goes back to that fish analogy. You know, they're straight from the pet shop. What can I say?
Yeah. That's deep. That's deep. I don't know what else. What you have anything else you want to get into?
Then, I mean, what else do I have? Let me see.
Hey, I know you have like freaking 7 pages there, so might as well go through all of them, bro.
Yeah, we can go through. We can go through every page.
This is. I'm just gonna say right now too. This is a banger episode already, bro.
This is my guy.
Oh my god.
You know, we can get into the whole having morals thing or in the future.
You said what now?
What do you think?
You said what now?
The whole morals thing, having a future.
Having the whole what? Morals?
Having morals?
Morals future. In the future?
Morals, yeah.
I like the future.
Yeah.
I like the future a lot. In what aspect?
Or you know what we in the aspect of like the girl, you know what I'm saying? So like the girl having morals and like basically the future, you know, because if you find a girl with no morals, that's it's kind of tough. That's a PetSmart fish. No, I'm not even playing. No, yeah, it's a PetSmart fish. What can I say?
Oh man, there's gonna be a lot of girls offended today.
Yes, there will be, but nobody's safe. Not even guys, bro. I'm going after them too, bro.
That's facts. That's fine.
Even with the guy with no morals, bro, that's a PetSmart fish. You know what? I feel like that's an off-brand fish. Because if you find a guy with no morals, that's kind of like, that's tough.
That's deep.
Yeah. So, having morals is, like, possibly the most important thing you could ever do to yourself, bro. That basically shows self-love. You know, that basically shows, you know what? I like this person. That person's mature. They know what they want in the future. They have reassurance that, like, wow, that person's not gonna be a deadbeat. See, like me, bro. Name any job you think of, bro. I've done it before. Anything, landscape, roofing, bro.
You've done a sewer engineering.
Nah, bro. You know, not
you
nothing.
Said
too
every
deep,
job. No. You said every job.
Nothing okay. too deep, bro. Okay. Nothing okay. too deep.
Okay. Nothing too deep. You don't like going deep. You can't go deep because you're small.
Chauncey, bro. You're going to edit that shit out, right?
I'm sorry.
Chauncey, bro. Chauncey, bro. Damn, man.
But yeah, I agree. No, we need morals, man. Bring back the moral in society. I'm going to start up a new campaign. It's going to be called bring back the morals in society.
Yeah, that kind of sounds a lot like Make America Great Again, my guy.
Make America, America what? No? What is that from? That's not familiar, man. Oh man, I think we gotta close things out, man. I'm gonna get myself in a lot of trouble here. Unless, I mean, if there's any last thing you want to talk about, I'm down to talk about it, but it's up to you.
Is you know, I feel like we hit all the topics that we needed to.
I think so too. I think so too.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, there's one last topic, mentality.
Okay, let's do it.
So there's, you know, mentality. That's honestly the best thing you can ever have when talking to a girl, bro. You got to think outside the box for everything, bro. We're not little kids anymore. So yeah. When they talk about, let's say, female hygiene products, bro, you got to ask exactly what it is that they want, bro. Like, you go to the counter, you know, you buy them, and you're not just all red, like, you know, it's for my girlfriend. Nah, bro, you gotta, like, confront things with, like, a mature mentality, bro.
Sure, sure.
And also, there's also the demon mentality, bro, where it's like, nah, real talk. Because it's like, you've been hurt enough times where to the point where it's like, you don't really want to trust a person, but you still do. So it's like, you give that person a chance, and it's like, does this person really like me? Does this person, like, actually, you know, want to be something with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just being an overthinker, but, like, trusting your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, you're right.
Mm. It's real like that. A lot of times, there's nothing to worry about, you know? There's just those experiences shape you so much that it's like, damn, I don't want this to happen again, you know?
Exactly.
I feel like, man, that's tough. Because I feel like, I went through a freshman year, bro. And my dumbass kid let that blind me for a bit, you know? That's rough, you know, but I feel like it's a lot of times too, like it you really gotta do a lot to really work on yourself to make sure you're being mature and you have that mentality that's actually gonna benefit each other, you know?
So yeah.
Take the time, y'all. You know? So yeah.
Yeah, gotta have a heart of steel.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
I don't got to. I guess.
What do you mean, I guess? Yeah.
I guess. My heart's more like, you know what I'm saying? You poke it, it comes out at you. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty easy to poke that.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's steel, huh?
Yeah, steel, bro. You, like you said, poke it and you get knocked off.
No, poke it in a good way, man. Poke it as if, like, I don't, like, okay. I see you, we're talking, boom, things happen, we're done. Later on, I'm like, all right, I don't, you know, that person was just in the past. But then later on, I see them again, and I see their freaking smile.
Oh, bro.
I see their,
yeah, bro.
Hold on, we gotta talk about this, bro. Like, this just happened, bro, recently. Maybe about a month ago. 2 months ago, maybe. This is before quarantine. I was trying to make stuff happen with this one person. Would it ever happen? I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, the quarantine, I don't want to act like I'm, you know, using excuses or anything. But, you know, things happen. It is what it is. I move on. And, I mean, a couple months ago, I saw them. At somewhere, it's completely random too, but like it was a hella coincidence. And I saw them, and I just saw them laugh, and I saw their freaking smile, bro, and their eyes, bro, and their freaking voice, bro. Oh my god, bro, and everything just it all came back. It all came back, and that's crazy. That's crazy how that works, bro. Like one little glimpse.
Brings back everything, my guy. Oh my god,
it's crazy, bro. It got me looking like a fool, bro.
I feel you, bro. You know, the girl I'm talking to, we've had our ups and downs, and like I'm telling you, bro, her smile is like, damn, bro, just brought all the good memories back, everything. And so, yeah,
that's crazy. But that's what I freaking love too, bro. That's what I look for, bro. If your smile can freaking get me, like, just if your smile can take me out. And you're freaking, especially in your eyes. That's all I need, bro. I'm honestly, freaking, I'm in love. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy how those small things like can do so much for someone, you know?
Exactly, bro.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And then, man, like you take that, you know, you follow it. You know, you fall into a room with a locked door, you know, and you see some other stuff, man. Shit, you got the big bank out there. Oh my god. Anyway. So I think we gotta wrap things up here.
Yeah, we good.
Oh man. Anyways, Mr. Garcia, man. It's been a pleasure. See, this is part two. It took pretty much a full year for part two to come about, but I think we need part three a little bit sooner than that. I think
part three is probably when I'm gonna be dating, you know what I'm saying? Part three, yes sir.
I like that a lot. Because to this day, that Amor episode is still, I think it's top three.
Ooh, in terms top of, three
I'm pretty sure it's still top three. The Carla episode is number one. We got like 3,000 on that. And then the second one is like, I don't even remember what it is. Third one is yours. And yours has like 400 or 500. So it's crazy. There's a lot of viewers in there. So, but that's that.
Hopefully this one, you know, beats number one.
This one's going to be number one. There's no way it doesn't be number one. You know, like there's already the hype around this. Like this is a mini series at this point, bro.
Yeah.
Damn mini series. So anyways, yeah, I appreciate y'all. This is a 1 hour... 15-minute episode, and we did things right. You know, it's the only way to do things around here.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm back. I'm back on the podcast. I'm back on the mic. We're doing things right again. We don't want more episodes out. Listen, I've been busy. That's my fault. But you know, I've been busy with the roster. You know what I'm saying? But we got episodes coming back. Rolling back, and just be ready. Be ready for the 1 year special too. We out here. The Week's Peak is back on track. But anyways, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thanks for the support. And yeah, this has been a peak. We've overcame it. We'll see you at the next one. Same time, same place. 12 p.m. Pacific. Well, I don't know if it's gonna be next week, but it'll be soon. Same time, same place. And I'll see y'all next time. Adios a todos. Have a good one. Bendiciones. We'll be right back.